Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. Let's talk some baseball. Let's talk some brackets with the man from D1 Baseball who knows all about that, Mark Etheridge. And Mark, you try to start a fire over here. You try to start a riot in Starkville on Sunday when that bracket came out. Sort of talk us through the process there of, you know, Saturday evening, state still in the hosting discussion. Saturday or Sunday morning, it looks like maybe it's turning the other way. And then by the time we get to Sunday evening, state's back in as a host. Talk us through the process there of what you were hearing and why the decisions that you made.
Yeah, I mean, we had 17 teams that we felt were host worthy. And we were trying to decide between West Virginia, Kansas, Mississippi State, and Arkansas. And as we went through there, we saw that West Virginia and Kansas were destined to meet in the Big 12 final. We felt like they would both get spots. And so that led us to compare Mississippi State and Arkansas. And really what it did, it came down to an exercise in what do you value, okay? So with Mississippi State, you had a less than stellar record against the best teams, but a great record against the bad teams, okay? Arkansas was kind of the reverse.
Right.
They had a really good quad one record. I pull it up here. 16-12 compared to 9-14 for Mississippi State. They had the head-to-head series win. They had 20 conference wins. But they lost some games, right? They lost 2 in quad 3, 3 in quad 4. And as a result, their RPI was lower because of that. And the committee felt that those bad losses, that was a big difference in that. Now the other piece of this is the regional advisory committees, which are coaches who rank the teams in their area, went through, and they had Mississippi State ahead of Arkansas pretty much all year. And honestly, from the eye test, so did I, until about 2 weeks ago. And Arkansas made that move, and they were really close at that point. So then the eye test was close. So then it was more about resume.
Yeah.
And as a group, we went for high-end wins versus the lack of, you know, bad losses.
Yeah.
So that was the process.
And let me ask you this. I've said this for a few years now, but seeing what happened this week, does it kind of add some credence to the idea that the SEC tournament, great event, a lot of fun, but unless you're on the bubble, it's ultimately kind of meaningless?
Yeah, sure looks that way. I do think that depending on the situation, there are some exceptions. I think had Ole Miss gone on a run like Arkansas did, their resume is a little different. Their strength of schedule was better. That might have mattered to them. Not ahead of Mississippi State. I think the four and O would have been a starter. But I do think maybe they could have pushed someone else on, especially if the Big 12 would have ended differently. Okay, I think that would have been that rare occasion where a team needs conference wins and could have got those because they look at the aggregate win total in conference.
When we look at the Starkville Regional, we really may get one of the better pitching matchups of the first round, but that won't be when Mississippi State plays. Yeah. It'll be the Cincinnati Louisiana game. These three teams, you know, Lipscomb is a team we've already seen here in Starkville, that crazy 26-0 game on a Sunday. But Cincinnati and Louisiana's playing really good baseball right now. They had a good run there to finish out the Sun Belt. Cincinnati's been a really good team in the Big 12 this year. What do you like about those two teams in particular? What makes you if I said one of those two teams is going to upset Mississippi State, why would they do it?
Well, Cincinnati, I saw them earlier this year when they beat Auburn. They played a midweek game and kind of handled them. I think that my takeaway from that is Jordan Bischel, their head coach, plays a unique style of baseball. They are very aggressive. They bunt, they hit and run, the steal bases. They've got some thump, but it's more a couple of guys hitting the homers, and everybody else is just running like crazy. So catcher is going to be really important. Infield defense is going to be important because they're going to apply pressure. And I think that's, especially you get in the postseason and everybody get the game speed up just a little bit, and you have the big crowd and you're wanting to impress, and it's easy to make a mistake. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. So that would be one way that I could see Cincinnati having success. With Louisiana, you mentioned it. They played really well down the stretch. We didn't have them in the field maybe 3 weeks ago, and they moved up, and you can make a case they should be a two seed. I think Mississippi State kind of got a rough draw there because you got a pair of two seeds, even though you got a four. I mean, that's kind of it was kind of a harsh move sending Lipscomb back to Starkville based on what happened before. Somebody had a sense of humor, or a cruel one. I do think that Mississippi State should be able to just bludgeon them in that opening game. I don't know if pitch off is the right word because you might just be cautious with it and use somebody for a couple innings and then see how the offense goes. And maybe you need to stay with them, or maybe you can hold them in case you need them, on Monday.
Yeah, that's been a thought of mine, how State will attack this from a pitching perspective. Obviously, don't expect to see Valinkis. Really don't expect to see McPherson in the first game, but Duke Stone, or do they maybe even want to go deeper into the bullpen? Could be a possibility. Let's talk about what Mississippi State is now that appears Ryan McPherson is fully back. Through a simulator game or however you want to call it, a scrimmage on Saturday. I talked to O'Connor yesterday, said he's full go. They can put him out there and they don't have to worry about managing a pitch count or anything like that. This Mississippi State team, I think if they had had McPherson the whole season, would have probably squared away that hosting
Yeah,
discussion a
I agree.
lot earlier. Is this a different team now? Do you see this as a team that can not only compete to win this regional, but can go to Georgia in a week and possibly come out of there and go back to Omaha?
Yeah, the ceiling's higher, no doubt. That was the concern over the last few weeks is, after Friday, what does the pitching look like? And certainly Stone's had some moments, but it seemed like, he'll have two or three good innings and then he'll have a bad one. And it gets away from him. But it's in there. I mean, that's a really talented kid. And you always see these great stories of a
All right,
talented
y'all, we're
player
gonna make five.
putting it together during the postseason. I do think that McPherson does change the look. I also like the fact that, Jacob Parker, freshman, it just continues to get better. He's not a freshman anymore. And he could be that kind of this could be his coming out party to the rest of the country, right? That doesn't follow it as close as we do. But I like where Mississippi State is from an age standpoint. I think they'll handle the moments, a lot of older players, but there's some really talented young kids who've grown up over the course of the year and have a chance to really shine.
It's kind of interesting to see the betting odds. State, as you said, was one of the last teams kind of locked into a host spot, but then you see odds to win the national championship. I think State was fifth from FanDuel. I mean, there's obviously a lot of people who see what this team, from a talent perspective, can be. Who's the player in this regional that could make the biggest difference? Is it McPherson, or is there another player that you've got an eye on that you say, hey, if he shows up for Mississippi State, that's going to go a long way for them?
Yeah, for D1, we're breaking down all of the 16 regionals, and of course, I got the Starkville one since I'm heading over there this week, and we have something called the X Factor, and it's Ryan McPherson. I mean, it
You guys
is.
stole that from this podcast. We do it on every we
Yeah,
do it every week.
well, that's the category, and he's going to be it. Although I was tempted to go with just the whole dude effect, right? Because that will be different. Because
8 o'clock
everyone
on
thinks that they're
Saturday
ready
night if
for it.
State's playing. Goodness
Yeah.
gracious.
And it's an 8 o'clock start. I mean,
Yeah.
people have been grilling and imbibing all day. It's going to be electric, and I can't wait to see it. But I do think that that can impact. I mean, no one can prepare for it until you've been in it, and it's going to be quite the atmosphere.
From a just an overall tournament standpoint, who's the what's the regional where you're the most confident that the number one seed's not going to win it?
Not going to win it. Okay. It's a good question.
Mine might upset some of my listeners, but I'm pretty sure Ole Miss is coming out of Lincoln.
Yeah. That would be on my short list as well. And I like Arkansas and Lawrence.
That's
Kansas,
another one.
first time host. Arkansas is a veteran team, went to Omaha last year. A lot of those guys back, and they're playing well right now. Those would be two. Maybe another one to keep an eye on. North Carolina is really good, but if Tennessee can stay in the winners bracket, that's a talented team. A lot of them are young, and they don't have a lot of pitching depth, but the ones they have are really good, and they could absolutely, if somebody's going to lose in that top, five, six teams, that would be my pick.
Wow. Going to be an interesting weekend here in Starkville, and Mark will be here in the press box with us. Looking forward to seeing you up there, buddy, and ready for the best time of year for college baseball.
Can't wait. It's going to be a blast.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.